Hi, if you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started. Hi, welcome to you and all of your parts. I'm Laura Lively. This is going to be a possibly controversial topic, so I'm going to give you a heads up now. We're going to talk about the delicate balance between parts that have had or suffered spiritual abuse and parts that long for or have a spiritual practice. So this question came in from a subscriber, so thank you so much for sending it to me, and I always welcome a question. And the question was, I'm always curious about collaborating with parts who've experienced significant spiritual abuse, specifically how their phobia of spiritual expression undermines the parts who are the most spiritually active, particularly those that have set practices. Kind of it's a delicate balance. And how do you honor all of their needs? So beautiful question. Beautiful question. I myself have a pretty substantial polarization in what I'd call my spirituality subsystem parts. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit. I think that one of the best ways to think about it is like, how do you work with both of these subsystems and get them healing, particularly the system that may have suffered some abuse? And so using my own system, I'm going to share a little bit how it shows up in my life. I am not a member of any organized religion. The parts of me that felt harmed by organized religion and or turned off by how it's been politicized keeps me from joining any particular religion. And these parts feel a little bit like Grandpa Walton from the TV show, The Waltons. You guys remember, Grandma Walton was always trying to get Grandpa Walton to go to church. And Grandpa Walton's response was, nature was his church. And so for my parts, the place that they feel most comfortable in doing anything spiritual is out in nature. However, I also have a part that loves cathedrals. I call her my little Christian part because these parts, or this little part, is so enthralled and longs for one of the rituals, say, of the Catholic Church. We will tour any old ancient cathedral or church anytime we're in Europe. We love it. I am drawn to them. I love being inside them. I love the sacred sanctity that I feel while I'm there. And yet other parts of me will not allow me to get involved in the organized religion per se. So I have this own polarization in my system. And of course, you know, how do I work with that? So I'm going to deviate for what seems like a moment. And I'm going to tell you last year about, I was at a grief class workshop, and I heard a woman, we were there to talk about, to learn a modality to be able to work with grief. Particularly in like troubled situations, like using an itchy nose. And I heard a woman who was talking, she was doing her grief work on her father who had abused her. And in the workshop, whatever relationship you were supposed to be working on, you had to think of at least two things that were positive about that relationship. And so somebody questioned, how could this poor woman who had been abused by her father find anything that was positive in that relationship? And the woman said, except for that, he was a great father. And my mind was kind of blown. And I think the minds of several of the participants were blown. And, I was one of those people that thought, how is she supposed to find something positive in her relationship with her father who abused her? And she was like, other than that, he was a good dad. Like, he took care of us. He provided for us. He did XYZ for us. And, you know, it never occurred to me until that very moment that someone who had been abused could still love that family member. Never occurred to me. And then I really felt like, Laura, that is the quintessential mark of having parts and parts work, right? Like, a part of her, I'll stay with her for a moment. A part of her could see beyond the hurt that her father had caused her and could see all of the ways he was a good father. He provided for her. You know, he took care. He didn't have to, but he did. Now, you know, I'm not going to lie. A part of me was like, yeah, he should have done and more.
Right.
He dang well should have taken care of her. But I see that part. I see that part of me that thinks that. And so, like, it had just never hit me that there could still be parts of somebody who was abused who could end up loving that person anyway. And I know, because I can hear the parts in my head, that all there's like tons of psychology explanations as to why that may be. But for me, if I consider from a pressework perspective, it makes complete sense. It makes a lot of sense. I'm sure there are parts of her, and she talked about this. She didn't use the parts work because this was not an IFS modality that I was in. But she said, you know, yeah, part of me hates him for what he did to me. But, you know, there were good things he did as well. And I was like, kapow. And so I would argue that the same is probably true if we've been abused or have situations with spiritual parts of us, right? Somebody was abused, but there are still parts of us that, you know, love, or in my case, long for some sort of spirituality. You know, and how do you, the question though goes further was like, so first of all, I believe it's yes and. I believe, yes, you can have both. You can have the parts that, you know, were abused and now have a lot of hurt and shame and anger towards the abuse that occurred. And yet other parts of you still longing, like I have parts that long for some sort of connection to something bigger than me. And so how do you do that, right? How, you know, the part, second part of the question is like, how do you balance this? I would say try to get some help for the parts that were abused, right? The parts that suffered the abuse. Understand and honor what happened to them. Don't make them wrong. And there may be some shame there. You may need to work with an IFS therapist or practitioner, but love those parts. Love those parts. See them. See that they were hurt. And then, you know, how can you then allow the other parts that want the things to actually give them the space that they need so that they actually get what they need? And so when, you know, on a practical note, so first of all, I think like self can hold both sides, right? Right? Like self is open and curious about all of its parts. Self energy can see the parts that are hurt and can help to heal them. It can see the parts that long for the thing that these other parts don't like. One of the things I do, you know, from a practical perspective is the ones that, you know, for my parts that are like, I don't want to do that. If I'm reading a book, let's say I'm reading a book about ancient religion, just because that's actually what I'm doing right now. I am just reading about a bunch of different religions, seeing what works for me, what doesn't. You know, and my parts are getting wound up like, oh, terrible things happen because blah, 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 blah. It's all but then in the name of religion. I'll be like, I hear you. I hear that they're upset about this. I hear that this is scary for you. I promise you, I am not running off and joining a cult. I'm not running off and joining a convent. I am just reading so that I have a better understanding, so that I can look for what does work for me. I promise you, I am not going to go do this thing, whatever it is. I'm not going back into that situation where I was harmed. I promise. So I do what I can to work with and reassure my parts. And, you know, if I need to take this to my IFS therapist, I'll do that because I want to heal them. I don't want them to have to hurt any longer. And the parts that are longing for some sort of spiritual tradition, then, like I said, I draw them to me. I blend them with me when I'm reading, when I am considering and you're reading a Buddhist text. And how does this feel to us? If I'm reading a Christian text, how does this feel to us? You know, as I bring those parts that are questing, are seeking, and I blend with them so that they know I care about their needs too. So hopefully the whole idea with both sets is I want to acknowledge, accept, and appreciate where they both are, right? I want to acknowledge that the parts that are suspicious about organized religion, they're there. Of course they are. They have reason to be. They've got some evidence. You know, we personally had some things happen. All we have to do is turn on the news and see more things, right? I accept that they feel that way. They have a reason to. I am not trying to make them wrong. I can appreciate their concerns. And I am not planning to do anything extreme. I'm just reading a book about Buddhism right now. It's okay. But I hear you. I hear you. So hopefully that's helpful. As always with IFS and parts work, there's room for yes and. There's room for the parts that have been hard. And how can I heal them? Because we believe in IFS, they can be healed. There's room for the parts that are questing. How can I hold space for them? How can I give them what they need? And self-energy can do that. So I hope this has been helpful. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to check out in the description for some free resources. And until next time, love to you and all of your parts. Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session. See how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.